We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Bobby, your former teammate, the Great Dane Morton Anderson, set to join us in a few moments about his podcast, Hall of Fame kicker Morton Anderson. New weekly podcast called The Great Dane Nation, presented by Vegas Insider, where he interviews some of the biggest names in the history of football. He had Sean Payton on recently.
Well, he is truly a Christian. Whenever you're sponsored by your country, what? I mean, the Great Dane Nation. He's like an ambassador for Denmark, promoting American football and what he experienced. I mean, think about that.
Is he a chess player?
Oh, for sure. Oh, without a doubt. I don't know what level. If you're European and you're an intellect, you some aspect of your life, you've played chess. Now, whether you're good or not good, you've been a part of it.
Look at the names on his previous episodes. Archie Manning, Bobby Hebert.
Oh!
Kevin Green, the late Kevin Green, Emmitt Smith, Joe Namath, Dick Butkus, Troy Aikman, Ronnie Lott, Michael Irvin, Terrell Davis, Jim Kelly, Franco Harris, Chris Carter, Jim McMahon, Chris Berman, Jim Nance. That's some pretty hefty names.
Well, because he's the Great Dane, he's almost a novelty when you think about it. Okay, how many you've had Europeans, but how many Danish players have made or been – at a Hall of Fame level in the National Football League? I'd say he's the only one. I don't know no other Danish kicker, because I would say no other position. You're going to have some big German or Slovakian or some Balkan or Baltic
country. How tall is Morton?
He's about 6'2", and a half, 6'3", I'd say around there.
That's big for a kicker.
No, he got Viking blood. He's a Viking. I mean, come on. I mean, he looks very Viking-like if you are really next to him. And standing by his dad and his mom, they're not gigantic people, but they're not small.
They're not little.
No, they're not little. I don't know, they look like Vikings. When I met Morton Anderson's dad and mom, I thought, whoa, that's total Viking heritage. I could see that through generations. You know, hundreds of years that I could see it within his family. And just talk about the love you have for your family. Hanging out in southern France in Provence and Aigues Vives with Morton Anderson and their family. Christian, I was there 21 days. I didn't even want to come back home. I was like saying, what? Why don't I just move here right now? This is like 20 years ago, we're hanging out in the village. We're playing bocce ball, wine and cheese every night. Wake up in the morning. We go get some fresh flowers at the florist, and all of a sudden we put it up in the kitchen, or you go to the baker, the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker. It's all in the village, fresh bread, everything. It was unbelievable to hang out in Aigues Vives in France with Morton Anderson, and you know what's impressive is that when I went to Aigues Vives in France, and if I was lost and I showed up in that village, all you had to say were, I'm looking for the Danish family. Oh, that, and they would point right to the house. So Morton Anderson, the Danish family that was in southern France to get away from the cold weather and enjoy that. No, I loved it. I was there for 21 days, it felt like I was there for 2 days. I wanted to be there like forever. I mean, it was unbelievable.
We welcome in now the Great Dane, Morton Anderson, the Great Dane Nation podcast, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Morton, how are you?
This is good memories, man, with Bobby in southern France in Aigues Vives, drinking wine at the bullfight.
Yes.
Hanging out.
Played bocce ball, yeah. The whole thing. Marty, it was unbelievable. And I said, well, this is how life's supposed to be lived. I mean, how did your family – now, this is probably a question that maybe you didn't get asked on the Great Dane podcast, but how did your family end up in that village in southern France, EGV, with that property? Was it just escape from the coal in Denmark or what?
Yeah, they were trying to escape the coal, and we had taken some trips to Spain. They felt it was just too far to drive. Spain is much further. So I think they got tired of driving, and they said, well, let's look around here. Southern France, you're close to the Mediterranean. And they found a little village, and they found a house that was old that they could renovate with some friends. You know, this house is owned by five families.
Whoa.
So we each have 20% of the house. And it's just a phenomenal it's passed down through generations. So, you know, when the parents pass away, it goes to the children. And then when the children, you know, they pass it to their children. And hopefully it stays like that forever. That's the hope, you know. That's the you know, utopia that you want. But it was to escape the cold and,
Well, Martin, what I always appreciate that you weren't a designated driver. I know I couldn't drive, but we went cruise the vineyards on the Rhine River. Pop. I mean, come on, the Pope's wine. I mean, that was unbelievable that you're able to experience that in the aqueducts and all that going back to the Roman Empire.
Yeah.
And everything. It was just.
You know, Bobby, you know what it is? It's authentic living, man, and it forces you. There's no internet, there's no television, so it forces you to actually speak to each other face to face over a glass of wine and some really good food.
Amen.
We have great, yeah. And so it reminds me a lot, Bobby, of the Cajuns, to be honest with you, and their life down in the bayou, you know, in Acadiana, down in Louisiana, you know.
Yep.
Really reminds me of New Orleans and how people take their time and how they value family and friends and sitting around a meal together and taking their time. I mean, we would sit there for 4 or 5 hours sometimes for dinner, as you can recall. You probably remember.
Yes, yes.
Forever. We'd sit there forever.
And it seems like you were sitting down for an hour and we were there 4 or 5 hours. You're just enjoying one another.
With nobody's have their face in an iPod or a pad or iPhone. There was nothing like that. It was just raw relationships, you know. It was a beautiful thing. Highly recommend it for anybody out there listening, man. Do it.
Well, you know, Martin, in honor of you, that's how I brought bocce ball to Toledo Bend. You think Louisiana-Texas border. I said, listen, let's just – because if you're 8 years old, you're 80 years old. Everyone can play bocce. Pintoc, how they call it in France, you know, bocce ball in Italy. But just to get together and to communicate one-on-one, I think that's what's so important that we could do with our kids, grandkids going forward.
That's what this pandemic has really clarified for me, that what I miss the most is the relationships, the face-to-face. To be able to give somebody a hug, and you know that more than anybody with your dad passing away. So,
right.
I mean, it's just so brutal to be isolated. And I really think that we have to be mindful of mental illness and mental health and help people that are lonely, the older people generation, you know, and really reach out and really do a good job. If you feel like you're doing okay, man, reach out to somebody and call them. You can still call. You can be on Zoom and stuff. And hopefully we'll be through this soon, you know?
Now, you know, Martin, it's amazing how your podcast has grown, the Great Dane podcast. I mean, it seems like you're part of the United Nations or an ambassador for Denmark. And when you consider what you've done in the United States, you go to Ben Davison High School, you get a scholarship to Michigan State. I mean, you have truly lived a fantasy when you think about what you've achieved and where you're at right now.
It's been really fun. And I think this show that we've been doing now for 25 weeks has really kind of clarified how privileged and how much gratitude I have for my network and for the people I know. And you were you were nice enough to come on the show. I loved having you. It was very popular. You know, and I have Cam Jordan on there, and we just launched that at 5 o'clock today Eastern, so excited to have him on. And an authentic guy. You talk about authentic, man. This guy, and we talk about father-son combinations and
right
in the pod. And so the top three that came to mind for me was the Matthews. You know, the Matthew family, the Long, Howie Long, that family.
Clay Matthews and Howie Long, Long, yes.
Yeah. The Long, Long, you know, there's 222, I think, father-son combinations in the history of the NFL. I thought that was a lot, but when you consider the game has been around over 100 years now, maybe that's – but that there's a unique bond between, you know, the father, the son. And what I found
– Father and the son and the Holy Ghost.
There wasn't – you know, to Bobby, there wasn't a great deal of pressure from the fathers to tell the sons, hey, I want you to follow in my footsteps. That wasn't it.
Right.
It was the realization that they had some talent, and once the son said, "Oh yeah, I want to do this," then
you support
him. Pedal to the metal. Yeah, that's exactly right. So the Cam Jordan interview was so fun. He's such an energetic dude, and we have video now, so people can watch, you know, on youtube.com/VegasInsiderTV. So we have the video now too.
Well, and you know, Martin, you look at Archie Manning. I mean, talk about hit the lottery. Look what he did for the Saints, considering expectations where he was drafted. Then two sons to win. Think about that, like four Super Bowls. What?
And a Hall of Famer.
What? You always want your kids to be better than you. Well, Archie Manning hit the lottery. They are like the Kennedys. To me, in the Deep South and New Orleans, how you view the Kennedys around the nation. I mean, it's truly been unbelievable when Archie, the Peyton, and Eli. And then you got the grandson. Then you got Eli, Cooper's son, Arch.
Arch.
What? He's going to be Arch. The most highly recruited player ever. I mean, come on.
Yeah, it's an unbelievable thing. And Cooper, if he hadn't had his scoliosis or the back thing, he would have probably been maybe a better athlete than Eli and Peyton. That's what, at least, what a lot of, you know, what Archie might have indicated when I had him on a long time ago, you know, last year. So, and Arch, it looks pretty promising for him. And I think they're doing it the right way, you know, shielding him and taking their time with him. So it's a beautiful thing, man.
Now, you know, Martin, were you able to get Coach Peyton on on your podcast, or did that come about?
Yes. Yes, it did. We spoke for over an hour, believe it or not, and really very, very compelling stuff that he was actually he took a break from his first meeting. He had just gotten back, you know, after the holidays and stuff, and after they had a break, you know, after the season. And they had their first draft kind of strategy meeting. So he was in his office, and we had him for an hour. He's going to be on next week. So Cam Jordan just dropped today. We'll have John Randall on next week from the Minnesota Vikings.
What? Great John Randall. God, talk about rush the passer.
Yeah, I tell you what, John Randall's great. And then we'll have Peyton. We'll have Sean Payton on the week after John. So that's our next 3 weeks. It's Cameron Jordan. Cameron, and John Randall, and then
Coach
Sean
Payton.
Coach Payton.
I remember John Randall being mic'd up one time by the NFL films or whatever, and he was an absolute terror.
Well. I don't know. I don't want to have a brain fart.
Unbelievable story.
Yeah, Martin, I don't want to have a brain fart, but I want to say, you know, you always look at the big schools, obviously Ohio State. You look today, Clemson, Alabama, you go on, and you hope LSU is always in that number. I want to say John Randall of the top of my head went to Texas A&I.
He was first 2 years in community college and 2 years in a division two school.
Texas.
Undrafted.
What? That dude was an SOB.
Bobby.
With the Vikings.
His older brother played for the Miami Dolphins, and he actually had a workout with the Dolphins. They told him, this is what they told him. They said, if you don't weigh 260, we're not interested. So at weigh-in, he'd go to Home Depot with a buddy of his when he signed with the Vikings to try to get 10 pounds. A guy turned him onto this chain, like link chain,
What, to put it in his drawers? To put it in his drawers?
Yeah, he put it around his waist. He put it around his waist, and then he got to 260, and all of a sudden they're like, whoa, you've been working out. You gained weight. 260. He made the team because he went to Home Depot and got the chain link.
Whoa. Martin, that reminds me. Well, go ahead.
He told me a story about, I don't want to spoil it, but I mean, he was known for, and I don't want to say trash talk, but he did his whole studied the guy. He studied the guys that he was going to play against and found a weakness. So he was playing the Denver Broncos, and he went in. He was not having a lot of success, but the lineman, he said, I got to do something. So he went into the defensive huddle. I said, just follow my lead. Here's what I'm going to do. So he goes, what are you doing, man? He's talking to the lineman that he's playing against. You owe me money, man. You owe me that 50 grand. Come on, man. And then Elway heard it and so Elway got distracted and go, what are you talking about, John? He owes me 50 grand and he knows it. And I just want to, and I'm upset and I, whatever. So he goes back to the huddle. Now the guy is completely preoccupied with what John just told him. He gives up like 3 sacks. John has 3 sacks and just has a great game. But it just shows you and then after the game, he comes up to him and, John, I don't remember owing you 50 grand. He goes, man, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. When you think about it, it's all mind games. It's mind games, gamesmanship. Martin, you bring that up about your weight and how the perception, what you have to weigh to play the National Football League. That reminds me, players we were playing, and it's still the case, that you get fined when they weigh you on Friday if you're overweight, so many pounds, they want you, say, 290. No, I don't want you at 298. I want you at 290 or 300 pounds. I don't want you at 320. I want you at 315, whatever it might be. I remember Joe Hilgenberg, that Coach Mara told him. It told him, I never get this, that you cannot play center on the offensive line because Steve Kohr was massive. That Joe Hilgenberg, you got to be at least 250 pounds to play in the NFL. And that is the late 80s, early 90s. And Joe was about 242. Yeah. So he had a girdle. You wear a girdle. Under your pants and all. So he put in weights, and Russell Paternostro, so he was like 252. He really was like 242 so he can make weight. So he was trying to gain weight instead of lose it. So is that exactly like John Randall, like you were saying?
Yes, it was. And then on the other side, you had Dombrowski sitting in the sauna with a spatula trying to scrape like sweat off his body. It was the grossest thing I've ever seen of bunch of fat linemen in the sauna on Thursday after practice with like these scrapers, like almost like window, like you would do on a window, on a windshield.
Yeah, the scrape the ice off.
The sweat. They would sit there and scrape sweat and skin particles. It was the grossest thing I've ever seen. And then try to make weight on Friday morning.
Try to make weight on Friday so they don't get fined. And they're on the cusp of being dehydrated.
Yeah. Well, I got news for you. You should have weigh-in on Monday, not on Friday, so you have all week,
Right.
You're getting dehydrated for the game on Sunday.
Hall of Fame kicker Morton Anderson has a new weekly podcast called Great Dane Nation, presented by Vegas Insider, where he interviews some of the biggest names in the history of football. You can check out this week's episode with Saints All-Pro defensive end Cam Jordan. Also, you can check it out on YouTube. Go to youtube.com/VegasInsiderTV. Great Dane, this is good stuff. And look, Will Lutz last year, he went through a period where he struggled a little bit
on the back end of the
back
season.
End of the season.
Yep.
He righted himself, but I'm sure you can relate to that. You've maybe been in those moments too, where just something wasn't right. What do you think it was with Will?
Hey, he's got great endorsement from Cam Jordan. He calls him Lutz Klutz. So that, you know, he's still got the confidence of the team. It boils down to this. You got to go to a happy place when you have distasteful things happen to you, whether you miss one, two, three in a row, does not define you. What I used to do was I'd go back and look at film when I was balling, when I was hitting the ball really well. I'd say, okay, let me just look at film, you know, when I was in a happy place. If you don't have a base to go to, a happy place to go to, you're in trouble. That's just the way it is. But the fact of the matter is, Will Lutz, we could call him, because he's money when it's on the line. That's the point.
Right.
But with Will, he does have a great base. He has a history of success. And there's no question he'll find that happy place. And, you know whether he gets a little advice from outside or he figures it out himself, you know, he's a long-term guy in the league and quality guy. So I'm not too worried about Will, but I would just try to go there and go back to basics. And, he's going to be fine. He will be absolutely fine. And they might bring in competition. So let them bring people in.
And you got to win it. You got to win the competition.
Yeah, so what? No big deal.
Yeah, no big deal. You got to win the competition. Martin, everyone wants to be like you in the last 25 years in the NFL. What? 25 years? Oh, my God. All of a sudden, you have a new collective bargaining agreement, and then Martin Anderson, it doesn't matter the position, but it's all about years of service, how you get compensated with a pension. Martin, you hit the lottery.
I got problems.
No, you have problems.
No,
problems.
Got,
my
I
butt.
I got penalized because I'm over the limit.
Yeah, but you're over
the limit.
Yeah,
the
but
IRS.
You're over the IRS, but you still got a quarter of a million. Come on. Come on. I'm not going to. You can't poo-poo with that.
Understand.
On me. Come on. No, listen.
Well, membership has its privileges, bro.
No. Listen, that's amazing, the consistency to last that long. 25 years.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, at the highest level.
Not a good help.
And listen, players are trying to get to double digit seasons, 10, 11, and 12, and then you go to 25. What? I mean, that's almost mind boggling. Martin, you know, that's the one thing I respect more than anything, because you're like a military brat, north, south, east, west. Look at the teams you played for. Okay, Saints, Falcons, Giants, Vikings, Chiefs, Falcons. What? I mean, think about that. You got to be – that's truly a mercenary, a hard gun to be able to compete at the highest level to do that. Come on.
Well, Bobby, half foot will travel, but also I was making $40,000 my first year. Now these kickers are making $4 or $5 million
right.
a year. They don't need to pay 25
years. Yeah, right.
Morton, was there ever almost a – reunion with the Saints for you?
I'm sorry, say that again.
When you were playing, was there ever almost a reunion, a return to New Orleans in your career?
There was a time, and I don't know how serious it was, but there was some talk, but it was just talk. It never got serious enough.
The Falcons were more interested in Martin than the Saints, to tell you the truth, on the back end. Martin, you know that. Atlanta was.
Oh, yeah, in 95 for sure, yeah. And listen, that I know that, and I talked to Cam about that, and he goes, man, you can't go to the dark side. You can't do that. I said, I mean, it's about the paycheck, you know. I said, you want to cut my salary 40% the day before training camp starts. What do you want me to do?
Amen.
So
amen.
That's where that was. That's all I'm going to say about that. That's so much water under the bridge. It's not even worth visiting anymore. Cause I love the Saints, and I'm Saints for life, baby. Come on.
No, the Great Dane with Brian Hansen on Bourbon Street, it doesn't get any better than that. I mean, come on. Take it to the top. We're going
to
make it. We're going to take it to the top.
Backtrack we can have? Come on now.
No, listen. It was like
I just sent T-Bob. I just sent T- I just sent T-Bob two posters for him and his co-host.
Yeah, well, Jacob Hester.
Yeah. Show in the morning, and they're going to show. I think they have a video component, so they promised me they were going to show the posters in the morning.
Well, no, you got the half cut and net T-shirt. What the Getty of shorts?
There it is.
Yeah, I'm getting fired up. It's like ABBA.
Morton, what's it like to have Sean Payton as successful as he is, but how he's embraced some of the Saints legends of the past that were before him, and he really welcomes you guys to come around. What's that feel like?
We had that. It was great. By the way, that B side of Take It to the Top was used for sports highlights on WWL. I just wanted to throw that in there. That's true. That's truth right there. But, you know, I had a conversation with Sean, and he was directly responsible for a couple of things. You know, I think he certainly spearheaded my candidacy for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Helped me there. Created legitimacy. You can always use that. When other people talk nicely about you, it helps, especially when they're credible people,
right,
with success. So that's number one. Number two, he was a huge, as was you, you know, Bobby, you were too with the Pro Football Fame and also with the Saints Ring of Honor. So Sean was a big, part of that, trying to get me up, you know, in the Superdome, which was one of my biggest honors of my life. So I can't thank him enough. And he knows, and Mrs. Benson knows, that whatever the franchise needs from me, I'm there for them. But he's done a great job connecting, I think, the legends, the NFL legends, and Bobby, you're one of them, and we have a lot of them in New Orleans that have settled there. I think Sean has done a really nice job of connecting the NFL legends community with the current environment and honoring them and not taking them for granted or not ignoring them and not thinking they're invisible just because he wasn't the coach at the time right. When they played. He understands the history. He understands the history of our Saints. He understands that we had great teams. You know, we had struggles. In the beginning, certainly, we weren't very good. But then we were very good for a long time, you know, in the 80s and 90s. And Bobby, you were there.
Right.
So there's a lot to be proud of, in New Orleans. And it all really revolves around the culture of the fans, you know.
Well, Martin, as we let you go, we're going to the top of the hour. But what I was proud of was you and Brian Hansen, because I thought y'all were New Orleans version of ABBA. Dancing Queen.
Flock of seagulls,
right.
Wow, this has gotten out of hand. Anyway, Morton Anderson, the Great Dane Nation podcast.
Thanks,
check it out.
Great Dane Nation, baby.
All right, Martin.
All right, this is Sports Talk here on WWL.
Dancing Queen.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.